Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, and welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. It is the Wednesday? Wednesday edition, yeah. Short week, you know, catches up with you. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily is here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo, yo.
And we got something very cool to talk about right after Share Your Salary, so definitely stick around. But we want to make sure you heard this today, just in case you missed it on the actual show. Corporate attorney Alexia for Share Your Salary. Check it out.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Pepperidge Farms distributor Sarah, she and her hubby are making $100,000 a year, so about $50,000 a piece. Great. Startup biz if you can buy the turf. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Alexia, who lives in Green Lake and just happens to be walking by a construction site at the moment. Good morning, Alexia. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
All right. Alexia, by the way, is a corporate attorney. So we got a big city attorney on the phone, hustling, bustling, rocking downtown Seattle. It's awesome. So Alexia, thank you for calling in and being a part of Share Your Salary. We really appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Okay, so we're going to put a minute on the clock, ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody, you're going to share your salary. It's going to be awesome. Real easy.
Okay, sounds good.
Emily, are you ready with a question?
Ready.
Okay, 1 minute on the clock. Go.
So do you work for a law firm that specializes in corporate law, or do you work for one company and handle all of their cases regarding law?
A law firm that specializes.
What is your favorite lawyer movie?
My Cousin Vinny.
How long have you been doing this?
1 year.
Where did you go to law school?
University of Washington. Go Huskies.
What?
How many other attorneys are in this law firm?
This office in particular in Seattle has about 400, but nationally we probably have around 2,000.
Wow. Are you still paying off student loans?
Absolutely, until I'm like dead.
Oh.
Do you have to wear business attire?
I do.
Has the show Suits ever been the same since Meghan Markle left?
No, absolutely not.
Do you have your own office?
I do.
What is your bold power lawyer move in a big meeting?
Glancing across the table and then taking notes quietly.
Are dogs allowed in your office?
They're not, no.
Where do you buy your work clothes?
Everlane, usually.
Emily, that's all the time we have. Alexia in Green Lake, man, the corporate attorney. If you would like to guess Morning Wolfpack, and quite honestly, I depend on one of your texts every single day because I'll use it as my guess, go ahead and text it in right now to 46150. What do you think Alexia is making every year as a big-time, big-city Seattle corporate attorney? Text that guess in right now. We're going to find out in 3 minutes when she shares her salary right after this song.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Alexia. She lives in Green Lake. She is a corporate attorney in Seattle. What else did we just learn, Em?
So she works for a law firm that specializes in corporate law. She is one of about 400 here, but nationwide they have about 2,000 attorneys. She is not allowed to have dogs in the office, and her power move is to glance at the person and then look down and take notes.
I love it. It's like, I'm right. I got something on you. Mm-hmm. You don't even know it, Fred. Okay, Emily, you were the winner the last time we played, so you go first.
Well, because you've only been doing it a year and you said you'll be paying off law school bills forever, I'm going to go 87. Good, but not like top of the dollar
yeah,
tree.
Yeah, it's a great living. Okay, I guess I go next.
Slow Joe,
you're up.
I'm going to go 100 even.
Woo! Okay, look, I'm going to go with a text. Hannah in Maple Valley, thank you for taking the time. And I just got to believe, like she believes, that if you went to all that trouble to go to UW and go to law school and have student loans and you're at a big power firm, you're making bank. 125.
Woo-hoo.
125, the high side. So we got 87, 100 even, and 125. But who cares about that, Alexia? It is time for you to share your salary. And I know we can't wait. How much money are you pulling every year? Time to share that number, Alexia. What is it?
I make $165,000.
Yeah!
Good job!
Woo!
the end of the year, I'm also eligible for up to 25% of my base salary as a bonus.
Wow. Holy cow.
So do you mind sharing the student loan number? I think it might be educational for, you know, younger people who are thinking about becoming lawyers. Like, what are you in for?
Yeah, not at all. So I didn't have funds going into this. My family wasn't able to help me pay for it. I ended up taking out $230,000 in student loans.
Yeah, but make it $165,000. Like, you should pay that off pretty quickly.
Well, not according to her.
Yeah, if you live in a cardboard box.
Yeah, I mean, you got to live in Seattle and you got to live the life. So realistically, Alexia, when do you find yourself without that debt?
For me, I have a pretty aggressive financial goal. I'd like to be debt-free in the next 7 years.
Wow. Okay. That's not bad. I mean, I would say that's worth it. And you sound like a young gal. You got your whole life in front of you. You'll be banking. I mean, look, you're going to have a Bellevue mansion. You're going to have a boat. You can be big pimping with Jay-Z, you know?
Hey, as long as I've got good company and great clients, that's all that matters.
Do you hate Google for naming their assistant Alexa, even though it's not Alexia?
No, it's actually pretty funny. Just about everybody says something like that, or they'll give me like a command like, Alexia, will you, you know, fill in the thing? They all kind of talk to me like a robot.
Yeah, that's when you look down at your notepad and you take the note. Got you, Fred. All right, Alexia, we love you. Congratulations on making a spectacular living and making it all the way through law school on your own dime. That's fantastic. Good for you. Yes, a standing ovation for the morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, mind-boggling numbers. $165,000 a year, but $230,000 in student loans to get there.
But she also had a potential for a lot of bonuses.
Yeah,
and she's young, and she's going to have all that paid off. I would say highly recommend if you can. And plus, UW Law School?
Yeah.
That's a sharpshooter. We should hire her. It's only a matter of time before Emily gets sued by somebody.
Hey.
Somebody over there at Taco Bell is going to come, you know, this Chick-fil-A thing. It's going to... All right, so here's what's happening today and what should be happening in about 4 minutes, and we're a little bit anxious, I would say. The ACMs are going to make their announcement for the best radio shows in the country, and we are nominated in the major market category. So, in 4 minutes, Carly Pierce is going to start making announcements. I do believe Slow Joe is going to run the live audio, so we're going to get to listen to it. Now, you're not hearing this live, but it is happening live when you're hearing
right,
it. So I'll pull up the feed, Joe, but I'm not going to have any audio.
Isn't it interesting that Carly Pierce handed us our CMA?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
I remember her,
Carly Pierce, like at the Enumclaw local coffee shop. But yeah, I totally forgot about that. Wasn't it her and Michael Ray? Was he there, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't notice him. Shockingly. All right. Where do I go to catch this live feed? Is it acmawards.com or something?
It's ACM Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Let me go there. I'm not going to turn up the... You want to turn up the sound, Slow Joe, when it all starts happening.
Yep. I'm refreshing.
Oh. ACM Awards Facebook page? Or just ACM?
I just typed in ACM Awards.
Yeah,
in
it's listed as ACM-Academy of Country Music.
It's got...
Got it. Man. Okay. Mm. There we go. I see it. And somehow, where do you get the feed to watch?
I think you got to keep refreshing.
Yeah, I think it'll just
pop up with the video. Okay, cool. Wow, so this would mean if we, because again, we were so blessed and fortunate to get to represent the Wolf in Nashville and win a CMA award, this would mean, and I kind of think it's a little unprecedented that we would win both of the awards in 1 year.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a minute. I've never even heard of that happening. I know it's never happened to me.
Definitely never happened to us.
No.
I'm sure it's happened. It probably happened to the national shows because there's not very many of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's pretty exciting stuff. The actual awards, and I don't even think they've announced the actual music nominations yet.
No,
have
they have not.
No.
So it's always in April. I think it's like April 12th, if I'm not mistaken. 5th, because April 12th is Easter. That's why I know that date. Planning ahead, man. So what do you guys think? What are your predictions? Emily is all about Slow Joe. I asked her earlier, and she said she's all about putting that negative energy out in the universe.
I'm not putting negative energy.
I don't think we're going to win.
I don't. I think it'd be too good to be true. But also, I didn't think we'd win the CMA. So I'm just more of a...
Hey, stick with what works.
Realist slash on the pessimistic. I just don't want to get my hopes up.
That's true.
So I don't.
Yeah. What I would say is hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Right.
Yep.
Slojo did a really good job a minute ago of outlining some of the silver linings of not winning, which, you know, since none of us are like hard in the paint drinkers or gamblers, not having to deal with Vegas for two nights, there's a silver lining. Saving some money on travel.
Saving money is the biggest thing.
You know, another outfit or two. God. I mean, Em, you couldn't wear the same dress.
No, I couldn't. Because those, My mom said, "Would you?" I was like, no, you can't wear the same dress.
No, those are marquee pictures.
Yes.
Do that. That's Besides, true. What you'd want to do, you know, that picture frame you gave us for Christmas, you'd want to, I would think you'd want to have one of each, like in the same frame, like 2019-20.
Boy. That's a lot of work.
I mean, just being nominated is amazing.
Oh, like, absolutely.
I think it's a win in and of itself. And so,
well, they're saying you're one of the best, five best major market morning shows in the world.
It's very flattering. Yeah. And again, to win a CMA and then be nominated for an ACM, it's already beyond our expectation. So this would just be like kind of unbelievable. I'll use that word.
Mm-hmm. The difference in this and the CMA was the CMA, they told us this day, but no time. Like, if you're going to win, you'll get a call, but we didn't know if it was the winning call or the losing call we were getting before we picked up the phone. This time, they give us a date and a time, but so I feel like it's more nerve-wracking.
But this is great. I much prefer this because in the past, they tell you in the middle of the show, somebody calls you. Last time, and Slojo, correct me if I'm wrong, but last time we won an ACM, was that the trailer choir year?
They came into studio.
They came into studio with like two cases of beer at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the show was a wash.
Yeah.
Now
we were all drinking.
I'm a little anal. Now I'm way more like OCD and anal, and I want the show to be perfect and all of that.
Okay, kinda she's hard up.
To, is she?
She's up.
Yeah.
Where? I don't see it. Where is it, Radio Awards winners? Oh, where?
Did you refresh?
No. That's loud.
Let me turn that down.
Okay, I got to refresh.
Hey, y'all, it's Carly Pierce.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm so sad to be missing CRS this year, but I am in New York right now promoting my brand new album that just came out. But I have some exciting news that I think all of you are going to be excited about. I have in my hands
I'm nervous.
The winners of the ACM Radio Awards. So, here we go.
Oh, God.
Small Market, WYCT-FM, Pensacola, Florida.
Yay.
Medium Market, WUSY-FM, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Jesus, here we go.
Large Market.
Right after this. Right after
this, because it's my hometown. WUBE-FM, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Here it is.
No.
And Major Market.
Yes.
KILT-FM.
This isn't it?
It's a station.
No, those are stations.
Oh, God, thank God. I thought we just lost.
An ACM On-Air Personality of the Year winner.
Oh, God.
For Small Market.
I thought we just
Steve
lost.
Steve Waters and Jessica Cash. WFLS-FM, Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Come on, Carly.
Medium Market, Clay & Company. WYRK-FM, Buffalo, New York. Large Market, The Big Dave Show. Big Dave, Chelsea Statt, and Ashley at WUBE-FM. Major Market, The Robin Holly Show.
No!
WYCD-FM.
Robin Holly!
And last but not least, National. The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, that's okay. Like we said, being nominated was enough.
Being nominated is awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, that sounds good in theory, but I'm pissed. I like to win.
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you going to do? At least we don't have to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
At least we don't have to go to Vegas.
Ooh.
That was exciting.
Well, listen, you know, I'm always trying to teach my bonus son, because he's a hockey player now, about sportsmanship.
Yes.
Congratulations to, I think it was Robin Holly.
Yes.
Where are they from? Give them some love.
Wherever you guys
do your thing, congratulations on an ACM.
Absolutely.
Were they the ones? They had two nominees from the same station,
did they? Well,
they must
be doing something right. Boy, that was exciting. That was like scratching off a lottery ticket. I got all
wild, jacked. That's crazy, man. That was an adrenaline rush.
Wow.
Oh, no, they're from Detroit.
Well, good then. It makes me even happier because, Detroit needs love.
I think they might have been also nominated in our CMA category. So I know that was like three others that were nominated for both. Mm. So spread the love a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
There's always next year.
Yep. And again, to be sportsmanlike, We all like to win, but it's great to be nominated.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So I think that's it.
That's it.
That's it. All right, you guys. Come back tomorrow. I think, share your salary, we are going to have on, don't tell me it's a guy that drives a septic truck.
Yes.
Lance.
Lance.
All right. Those guys always make more money than you think, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, because they deal with septic stuff. All right. We love you guys. Sorry about the ACM Wolfpack. We'll get them next year. Love you. Bye.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.